Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechet Pesachim, and we are in the middle of Perek Tes, Perek Chi, and we're up to Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about how if somebody couldn't do the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, then it depends. If it was because he was Tamei or Bederech Rechoka, he was literally far away at the time, then he should do it Pesach Sheni. But if it was a shog, if it was a shogig or an onus, and that's why he couldn't do it, then he could also do Pesach Sheni. But the Mishnah differentiated between the two categories. In the first category, if it was because he was tamei b'derech rechoka that he couldn't do it, so then he would not, there would not be a chiyuv karis if he did not do the Karban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. It falls away. However, in the case of shogig or nenas, there would be a chiyuv karis, unless it's rectified Pesach Sheni. Mishnah now tries to define what exactly is considered Derech Rechoka. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu Derech Rechoka. What's considered Derech Rechoka? That he's too far away and therefore doesn't have to do, he's exempt from doing it Pesach Rishon and he can make it up Pesach Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Min HaModiyim V'Lachutz. The place of Modiyim, which is a place that the Bartanur says was a distance from Yerushalayim of about 15 milin, and that measurement is described as the time it would take for an average person to walk on a regular day, if he had either from sunrise until noon or from noon till sunset, which is roughly 6 hours. That's how long it would take him to walk the distance back to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that is considered far away, min ha-modiyim v'lachutz, from Modiyim and further and beyond, and the same distance would be all around in the circumference around Yerushalayim, the same distance that Modiyim is from Yerushalayim in all the other directions, u'chemidasa, and the same measurement l'chol ruach in all directions, because Modiyim obviously is in one direction. That same distance would be considered derech rechoka in all other directions as well. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says that it doesn't have to be so far. Meis kupas ha'azora v'lachutz. Meis kupas ha'azora v'lachutz means from the threshold of the azora and beyond, from the threshold of the temple courtyard and beyond, which is not such a great distance. And Rabbi Yosef adds, Amar Rabbi Yosef says, oh, by the way, the Bartanur explains that the case of Askufas Hazara Belachutz, even though it's not such a great distance, we're talking about somebody who's close to Yerushalayim and he can make it there no problem under normal circumstances, but something came up, either the person was ill and was not able to go that short distance, or there was some other kind of holdup and he was not able to reach it. So it wasn't a matter of distance, it was just a matter of circumstance. And if it's a matter of circumstance, Rabbi Lezer adds, it doesn't have to be a distance issue. It can also be circumstance, and that would also qualify under Derech Rechoka. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Lefikach, therefore, Nakud al Hei. If you look at the Torah, if you look at the word, if you look at the word in the Pasuk, there is a Hei by Rechoka that it has the Kudos on it. It has dots on it, and that is to tell us something. It's to tell us a message, and the message is lomar to tell us lomar pnei sherechoka vaday, that you shouldn't interpret rechoka literally. Elames miskupas harzor luchutz. It also covers instances where a person is not able to because he's preoccupied or he's ill, and for other reasons or circumstances is not able to make it. How exactly do we see that from the fact that the hay is dotted and has nekudas on it? So there are a number of different explanations. Bartanura says that that there's approximately 5 amos, rachok chamish amos me'askupas hazara, that from the askupas hazara is a distance of 5 amos, and that's what the hay is coming to teach us, even if he's only 5 amos away from the askupas hazara. That's one pshat, which the Bartanur says, and Rashi says as well. The Kahati brings down another interesting pshat, and he says that the hay is coming to tell you that you should not read the word rechoka with the hay and that it means rechoka. You should ignore the hay and just read it as rachok. Like, for example, the expression ish rachok, a person is distant, not because he's distant in terms of actual space or distance, but he's distant because he's preoccupied and he's unable. And that's what the hay, the nekudas around the hay, is coming to tell you, is read the word as rachok, not rechoka, not literally. So, bottom line is, we have a difference of opinion between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi brings support from the pasuk and the fact that there are nekudas around the hay in support of the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Bar Tanur tells us that at the end of the day, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. We're up to now Mishnah Gimel. Now the Mishnah asks, continuing on the discussion of Pesach Sheni, what are the differences in halacha of between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? We know that if somebody wasn't able to bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon, he can bring it Pesach Sheni. Are all the rules the same, or are there differences? Says the Mishnah, just to clarify, Ma bein Pesach Rishon LaSheni. What are the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Says the Mishnah, Harishon, first time, Osur b'bal yiroa b'al yimatzer. You are not allowed to have chametz. You're not allowed to see chametz. You're not allowed to have it in your possession. That iser b'yiroa b'al yimatzer does not apply Pesach Sheni. V'Sheni, matzah v'chametz imo b'bayis. You're allowed to have in your possession matzah and chametz together. Bar Tanur explains that the pasuk says by Pesach Sheni, k'chol chukas ha-pesach yasu oso. Like all of the chukas ha-pesach, the laws relating to the Karban Pesach, you should do. Meaning that the specific laws related to the Karban Pesach, for example, that it should be eaten roasted, or that it should be eaten together with matzah and marah, those rules apply Pesach Sheni. But other rules that are outside of the guf of the Karban Pesach, those do not apply Pesach Sheni. And therefore, v'asheni matzah v'chametim v'bayis. Next difference, harishon ton halal. By Pesach Rishon, you would, when you eat it, Pesach night, ton halal b'achilasa, you would say halal when you eat the carbon. Sheni, and the second Pesach, by Pesach Sheni, you would not, ene ton halal b'achilasa, by the eating, you would not say halal. Now, the idea of saying halal at night is something that's unique. We only do it Pesach night. And so therefore the Mishnah is telling you that it's only the Pesach night where it's Pesach Rishon, but not Pesach Sheni. Nevertheless, that's the Halel when you're eating the carbon. But when it comes to bringing the carbon, Zevazet Unin Halel Basiyosa, when you're preparing and making the carbon, both of them, both with the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, in both instances, you would say Halel. V'nechol and Tzali, and it would have to be eaten. These are the things that they have in common, that they would have to be eaten roasted, and al matzah marorim, together with matzah marah, as we mentioned, the Bar Tanur explained, because those are rules, halachas, chukim, that relate to the guf of the Karban Pesach, to the actual Karban Pesach. And also v'dochanas ha-shabbos, and also the Pesach Sheni is dochanas ha-shabbos, because it says b'moado, in its time, so similar to the Pesach Rishon, that's dochanas ha-shabbos, if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so too the Pesach Sheni, if Erev Pesach Sheni comes out on Shabbos, the actual sacrifice of the Korban is Docha Shabbos. With that, we complete Mishnah Gimel and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Dalet.